Monday, November 23, bringing an emphasis forward on what to watch for in the news as God's calendar from eternity past plays out in our present. First of all, we should all be making a point of getting into the details of the Bible and appropriating them to the heart like never before. And to this end, click on the discoverybible.com or biblehub.com for resources. Stay in this. It is vital to the heart of God, and you will be blessed. Some points of interest. We'll be entering a time where disgrace is the order of the day. To use a metaphor, disgrace bombs will be thrown against the wall like wet pieces of tissue. But some will stick. In fact, many will stick. And those that do, that start off as a joke and ridiculed, will become utterly serious and taken seriously, not only by the federal courts, but from civil to criminal prosecution. The movement is underfoot. It will move slowly. People will ignore it, but it won't go away. It'll push back and forth. People like Sidney Powell, who I believe it is to her best interest and to President Trump's that she be on her own, as it were. It doesn't mean that they're any less cooperative in heart or in spirit. They can just get their jobs done better this way. Works to both of their advantages. And she's going to throw lots of stuff against the wall, and she's allowed to, by law, to bring this before the public. The movement will be powered by God. And what starts comedically, almost as taken comically, there is divine momentum behind it. What God wants to be shown forth and shouted from the housetops will be much, and all that needs to be will, so much so that those who ridicule the ridicule and throw the disgrace back on those showing where there is disgrace, they will want to come on over to the side of the conservative to avoid prosecution. But it'll be a false attraction. They're actually always still willing to, so to speak, rape the conservative side and especially the church side to their own ends. There'll be two groups that will come out of this. There'll be those that are relatively innocent enough to be let go and they'll cop pleas as they run for cover. And the other will just be exposed with ties going all the way internationally to England and other places. They'll end up crying in defeat and disgrace. It'll be a complete victory for God's movement. This is not empty optimism. There'll be a sweeping of the boards by the power of God. The mighty in the eyes of the world will fall. They already have on his calendar. We find an important parallel in the life of David. When Saul finally went down and the collateral damage of Jonathan, who perhaps should have gotten out of there before that, when that was out of the way, it looked like when Abner died soon after that David's chances of staying seated as leader would be gone. But in fact, it only helped. And with God's agenda, all that opposes, even the death of an Abner, will not change what has been on God's calendar. So, God's going to be letting the news come in. He'll be sending people that won't take no for an answer. Righteous voices. Jenna Ellis on the team, and we've been mentioning about Sidney Powell and associates. They're going to be used of God to take Zion, as it were, the real stronghold that is God's, and getting rid of negative strongholds. But there's going to be battles one after another, and this is going to be so slow, that is to say, you won't be finding the news breaking by the hour or by the day. It'll take weeks and months. But the Lord's side will strike them down because God has a plan, so to speak, to move his ark, like the Ark of the Covenant, forward. People don't know how to handle it, like Uzziah did not, and Michelle, who laughed at David, who danced before the Lord at Obed-Edom. But God will protect that. People that are with his ark, that is to say where the Ten Commandments are inside and where the true leadership of the anointed leadership of Aaron's budding rod and the manna that keeps us afloat on those important figures, it shall go forward. And God's not asking for a pretend church of great size, just like he never asked for a cedar house. But he told David, what he wants is to build a real temple where the heavenly David is glorified through the efforts of flawed King David on earth. And in the meantime, God gave David rest, full of wars at times, but an unusual rest, until your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, end quote. Now, all this is going to be for God's greatness. And when David says, you are Elohim, that means he's the enforcer. No one stops the enforcer from enforcing. You are Elohim and you have spoken it. Find this in chapter 7 of the account in the scripture. And oh, how the books of Samuel record what we need to know. And 1 Samuel brings it forward. We look to how more and more Philistines, chapter 8, would fall. Moab would fall. God would give victory on every side. There was flaws. Joab, wicked Joab, still remained in power in the kind of flawed David administration, just as Trump's case will be. But we can be sure that the ones that have said they've been part of the true church and they've prospered but have not had their heart aligned with God, they will have their great undoing. They've lost their faculties. They can't dive like they used to. And whenever they come up for a little bit of air, they're looking for self-serving agendas. God's going to move them aside. And there's these huge gorillas that have been hiding in the tops of the trees, if I can use that metaphor, who swing back and forth, and the liberal media has kept them out of sight. But they're going to come and need to grab their food and their money, and it's going to lead to one expose after another, and the false, the pretend, satanically empowered evangelical church, you might call it, that's not really regenerate and born again, they will not rise up again like they did before. The true church, however, will sprint. We're not going to compare assets, and we're going to look like we are outmatched. But those on the other side that have actually been the wrong models, they've really been in a prison of their own. Pictures that have been tried to be taken of them that have been stopped short. Well, there's enough resources coming into the church now, to the conservative media, where this will not be stopped. There'll be a great falling out between what you again might call the true remnant and the pretend logical conservative left of center progressive. But they will, oddly and ironically enough, work together. For over these weeks and months, for the right tissue allegations that are actually in fact true, stick to the wall, sending the enemy to flight, that is the dark opposition to the standards of what the United States has tried to be built upon with biblical foundations. The psalmist says it best, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can't let the foundations be erased or destroyed, and they won't be. So be confident. God's ways for his plan on his calendar will show itself mighty and unstoppable to his glory.